Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell
big
you.
Big weekend for Joe Farini, Cindy and Joe Farini with My Marriage Matters. Joe, happy birthday, 65. You made it.
Can you imagine? Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 45, bro, so.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. No, God bless you.
Best dad ever. Happy birthday, Dad.
Did you guys have a big party? I mean, 65 is a milestone, bro. Did you do something big?
Well, actually, we kept it kind of low key, and we enjoyed that.
That's how I roll, man. I understand.
Yeah, we had a great day. Thank you for asking.
Awesome, sure. But hey, you got a letter from somebody or a note, however you got it. It probably one of the worst things a spouse could hear from their significant other here. So can you tell us a little backstory here and what the question is?
Sure. Well, we have probably had this question a number of times, not like a lot, but a handful over the course of years with what we do with marriage. And it's just a really devastating, if you will, a comment that somebody would ever say to their spouse. And I think, you know, we have this list of words. They're called feeling words, and I have them on our website, and they're from Dr. Gary Sweeten. And they go like in a line, sort of. So if you're sad, you might just say, I'm down or I'm blue. But then you can go all the way up to like the really heavy words, like I'm devastated. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, in our conversations, we have sort of a hierarchy, if you will, of words. I think the same thing is true here. Like, I think this particular verbiage is like as low as you can get. And I feel like the person who said this, I happen to know that it was a husband to a wife in this situation, but it doesn't really make a difference which person said it. I think when they get to this point and they say something like this, they feel like they have no other words to express their total frustration, their lack of interest, all of those sorts of things. I don't even think saying I hate you would be as devastating as saying I never really loved you.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it is totally devastating. But is there a sense where, Cindy, do you think it's like that it's not necessarily true, but it's all the words they can find? Or do you think this is something that actually could happen where someone randomly marries someone they don't love?
Well, you know, I think it could happen. But I also feel like in many cases, this is just the lowest blow that you can do. These are the words that are going to hurt the most. Because where do you go from there? Where do you take your relationship to the next step after someone has said, I've never really loved you? There's kind of like nowhere to go. And so my question would be to this person, ask your spouse, so when we were dating, how did you feel about me? You said you had never loved me. Why did you ask me out? Why did we date for this many months or years? Why did you ask me to marry you? And then I think if they said something in that line of questioning, you know, how did we then get to where we're going? If they have said something like, I did love you then, but I don't love you now, and I really didn't love you all these many years, I think I would look for one glimmer of hope that you could say, can we work from here? Can we work from where it was when we dated and you enjoyed this part of our relationship? I'd look for that one glimmer of hope.
Yeah. And sometimes I think even just being able to reminisce like that is really important. And like looking at a wedding video, whenever Nathan and I have only been married two and a couple months, years now, but looking at our wedding video, we're like, oh, wow, that was so fun. And just sharing in a memory we have together, you know?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I personally, I would need to understand the origin of those words a little bit better. I mean, he obviously said, I love you at some point in time in his past with this person. And so I would need to know and ask some questions about what happened since that time. And, you know, we could be fleshing out, if you will, maybe a sin issue that's going on in this guy's life. I mean, is there an affair going on? He's trying to get out of this marriage. You go towards that affair. Or in this situation, I think as I thought more about this, I thought that maybe this guy is, maybe there's some psychological issues going on here, that maybe he was being overly influenced by his parents' marriage. where there was maybe not too much love expressed to each other. And he just thought, well, that's the kind of way it's got to be for us as well. And so saying these kind of hurtful phrases can just be part of his upbringing, which is, of course, a terrible legacy to pass on to your children. So I think that could be a major factor here. And that needs to be fleshed out as to what is the cause and the origin behind these hurtful words.
Now, it sounds like you would almost have to immediately request counseling of the spouse to be able to figure all that out, right? I mean, you're not going to figure it out in that moment, would you?
No, of course. No, you need to be able to engage with this individual. And if you don't want to do that, then by all means, you recommend a counselor that this person can go to. But a lot of times when we're in these situations, people just refuse to go to a counselor.
Yeah.
And, you know, one or the other. Very rarely we see both of them going to the counselor. But I think if you're a good friend with this person and they're willing to come to you, I think it's important that we begin to hold each other at a high accountability level that most people are just not comfortable to do. And the reason for that, of course, is that in our culture today, we just have lost the whole feeling of what's a good friend look like. And if we're not willing to engage with our friends at a high accountability level, we're going to get lost in the quagmire of craziness like this. And so counseling, yes, Brian, yes, that's a recommendation, but very few people that I have seen really want to go there when they're dealing at this level of their relationship issue.
And to me, it almost just points to the necessity of working on your marriage throughout your marriage, because I think far too often what happens, at least in what I hear, is, well, folks will love each other, have kids, and then kind of forget about each other and blink when the kids leave and go, what in the world just happened to us? Who are you?
Right. Exactly. It's that gradual drift from oneness to isolation that we talk about, you know, at family life when we speak. And I want to just add to what Joe just said. You know, I think it's important that the person that wrote this, the woman, I think she should go to counseling and just begin to learn how to sort of understand where this is coming from and how this has gotten there. Even if he doesn't want to go for counseling, I'm sure that counselors are able just to help them sort those kinds of things out much better than maybe just a friend, although friends are so important to talk to. But even if your husband wouldn't want to go, or if it's the other way around, your wife doesn't want to go. The one that wrote this question, go get some counseling and begin to try to understand. And maybe as you begin to try to understand, you'll have different ways of communicating with your spouse that maybe will be helpful. And hopefully that will make things better as opposed to just keep drifting and then eventually a divorce.
Have you seen couples recover from this horrible moment?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when there is really true, genuine repentance going on here, and when there is just a mutual desire to pursue a reconciliation and oneness, yeah, definitely, we have seen that happen. And it's not very often, but you know, after 35 years of doing marriage and pre-marriage counseling with people, we have seen this happen, and so it can be done. Yeah,
that's super encouraging.
I just want to add too. You know, even after some of the most debilitating woundings, things like a deceptive betrayal of an affair, or words like this that we're talking about when someone has said, you know, I never really loved you. We have seen marriages go the distance. And I'll tell you what, it is so exciting to see. In fact, a very close friend of ours now works for Family Life, but their marriage was totally in the ditch, And their counselor, they went to the counselor just because they thought, well, this will give us a reason to divorce once they tell us how bad we're doing, you know.
Right.
They went to the counselor. The counselor suggested going to Family Life. They went to Family Life, not speaking, came home with tools how to better their marriage. They wound up just becoming so deliberate and intentional on how to renew, how to reconstruct, how to revitalize their marriage, that after about a year or so, they were just so excited about it that they went on to work for Family Life because they were just so impressed with what they learned and how much they grew. So it's a matter of building that trust back, building caring back, building kind words back, and building things together. Somebody has to take the first step. Yeah. You know, in this case, this couple, they were just like, oh my goodness, like we never knew all this stuff. Let's do it together. But maybe you're not that couple. Maybe you're the couple that just says, you know, I'm kind of like done here. And then you just have to, one of you has to be the one to say, I'm going to move first. Yeah. And it can be done. Is it hard work? Yes, it's hard work, but it's worth it.
Yeah. It's 7:25. Time has run out, but we're so grateful for the wisdom and experience of Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. How can folks get connected to learn more about recovering from these kind of things?
Well, we would love to have people come to Facebook on My Marriage Matters. Come on over there and like it. Daily, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning, we try to post something that you can discuss together or work on together. It's just something real short. And then questions are best fielded through our website at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. But we usually find them somewhere if it's on Facebook or messaged or something. We eventually find them.
Wonderful. Thanks, you too. We look forward to bringing you back again next Monday, okay?
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. Have a good
Take
day.
Care.